Chapter 11 Pie Day. Everyone was tired that night. Even Mike and Benny did not talk very long. They put down a soft rug for Spotty, but he would not sleep on it. He lay down on the hard floor just under Mike's bed.
"That's just like a dog," said Mike. "They never stay where you put them. Lady always sleeps in Aunt Jane's room, and Watch always sleeps in Jessie's room," said Benny. "He is really her dog, you know."
"No," said Mike. "I thought he was your dog."
"Well, he is all our dog," said Benny.
"I know what you mean, Ben," said Mike, yawning.
He was too sleepy to argue.
"Good night,"
said Ben, and went to his own room. Both boys were soon asleep. Up at the mine, Mrs. Wood and Pat went to sleep in their new beds. Mrs. Wood wanted to get up very early the next morning. It was about 6 o'clock when Mrs. Wood called Pat to a breakfast of eggs and bacon, toast and cereal, and 2 glasses of milk. "I can hardly wait to begin a pie," she said to Pat. "You get washed at the sink and then come and eat. After that, you can help me," Pat said.
"I bet Mike and Ben will be up here early, too. They don't want to miss anything, do they, Ma?"
"No, they don't miss very much," said Mrs. Wood with a smile. Just as she finished washing the dishes, the other children came to the door.
"One of the men gave us a ride," said Benny. "See what Violet has?"
Violet had a piece of wood in her hands. There were big black letters on it. It was the new sign to go over the door. Mrs. Wood read it. "Mike's Mother's Place. Isn't that grand?" Henry climbed up and nailed it over the door.
"Now tell us what to do, Mrs. Wood," cried Jessie.
She was excited. Her cheeks were very pink.
"Well, I have a good rule for pies," said Mrs. Wood. "You do not touch the crust with your hands. You put it between 2 pieces of wax paper before you roll it out. First, you girls mix some flour with shortening in those big bowls. I'll show you."
"Jessie knows how," said Benny. "She is a fine pie maker."
"Yes, I'm sure she is," said Mrs. Wood with a smile. "You boys turn on the ovens to 400. It's a wonderful stove you bought. Then set 30 of those tins in a row on the long table." Soon everyone was hard at work. Mrs. Wood said, "I shall make only 2 kinds of pie the first day. We'll make cherry and apple. So you boys open the big cans and leave them on the table. Just keep the dogs out of the way."
"I'll tie them up," said Mike.
"Oh, no,"
said Jessie.
"Don't tie Watch. Listen, Watch, lie down."
Watch lay down at once and looked up at Jessie. He wagged his tail, but he did not get up.
"I wish Spotty could do that," said Mike. "I'll have to tie him. Someday we could teach him," said Benny. "But it will take a whole box of fig bars. When he starts to lie down, you give him a piece of a fig bar. When he gets up, you say, 'No!' loud, like that."
"I'll make some fig cookies someday," said Mrs. Wood, laughing. They made 30 pies. The girls helped roll out the crust between 2 papers. They lifted the crust onto the tins without touching it.
"Oh, isn't this fun?"
said Violet. "You children seem to have fun just being kind to somebody," said Mrs. Wood with a loving look at her.
"Somebody's coming,"
shouted Mike from the open door.
"It's a lady from town."
The lady laughed. She said, "I hear you sell pies."
"Yes," said Mike, "but they aren't done yet."
"When will they be done, little boy?" asked the lady.
"I'm not a little boy," answered Mike, "but I'll ask my mother."
"About 10 o'clock, Mrs. Wood called out.
"About 10 o'clock,
repeated Mike. "I'll be back then," said the lady. "I want an apple pie."
"We'll save one for you," said Mike. "I'll know you by your face. It's pretty."
"Well, thank you," said the lady, laughing. "Are you Mike?"
"Yes, I'm Mike, and it's my mother making pies."
When the pies were baked, they smelled delicious. They were nice and brown. The lady came back for her pie. She said,
I told some people down on the street, and they are coming to buy pies.
I hope there will be enough for the miners, said Mrs. Wood. We really made the pies for the men.
Let's make some more, cried Jessie. It will be too bad if the men don't get any.
The girls soon rolled out more pies. The boys opened another can of cherries. It was lucky they did so. When the whistle blew at noon, the men came pouring out of the mine. They saw the new sign, and they all wanted hot pies. Soon, all the pies were sold.
We haven't any left for us, said Mike sadly.
Yes, Mike, I saved one pie, said his mother. It was burned a little. I can cut it into 7 pieces.
I like pie burned a little, said Benny.
The family all sat around the long table to eat lunch. Maggie had sent up a large basket of sandwiches and salad and pink lemonade with ice in it. Everyone was very hungry.
What do we do now? Asked Violet.
We don't make any more pies, that's sure, said Mrs. Wood. We have done enough work for today.
Let's have that race, said Benny. Let's race the dogs.
Okay, said Mike. Let's race them down behind my old pink house. There's a big empty lot there. Plenty of room.
Jessie wanted to wash the dishes first. She filled the dishpan with hot soap suds. Then, one by one, she slid the plates in and washed them with a sponge.
I just love to do this, she said.
She rinsed them in hot water and set them in the drainer.
We don't have to wipe them, she said. They will dry themselves because they are so hot.
In a very short time, the children were all in the back lot with the dogs. They had 2 enormous bones from the store. Henry said,
Now, Mike, you hold Spotty, and Jessie will hold watch.
Right on this line, said Benny.
Yes, agreed Henry. Then I will take one bone and go way down there by the fence. Ben, you take the other bone and come with me. Let the dogs smell the bones first.
The dogs wanted the bones very much. They tried to get away and follow Henry, but Jessie and Mike held them tight.
You count, Violet,
shouted Henry from the fence.
Say 1, 2, 3, go, and then you let go of the dogs.
When Henry and Benny reached the fence, they sat down on the ground with the bones. They held up the bones for the dogs to see.
1, 2, 3, go,
shouted Violet. Away went the dogs. Watch went for Henry. Spotty went for Benny. They ran very fast. They were very even. Once Spotty got ahead. Then Watch got ahead. Then they were even again. Suddenly, Spotty seemed to turn. He slowed down. He skidded like a car. Then he ran back, smelled around, and began to dig.
What's the matter? Cried Henry, puzzled. What's the matter with Spotty?
Yelled Mike. Spot went on digging. Then Watch stopped running. He trotted back to Spotty and began to dig, too. Spotty began to growl, but he was not growling at Watch.
Oh, isn't that strange? Said Jessie.
The children came up and watched the dogs. The dirt flew everywhere. Spotty went on growling.
Something must be buried here, said Henry.
Maybe a bone.
It can't be a bone, said Mike. Spotty wouldn't growl at a bone.
Well, whatever it is, it is buried very deep, said Henry. Just look at that hole.
Then Spotty began to growl and bark at the same time. He made a great noise. He put his white teeth into something and sat back with it growling. It was a man's blue hat.